This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The ultimate kafir doesn't just reject thanking Allah. The ultimate kafir rejects ascribing blessings to Allah, i.e. ends up rejecting Allah. It is not a coincidence.
Inna alhamdulillah. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ثم أما بعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ كَانَ يَؤُوسَ. When we bless mankind, when blessings are surrounding mankind, the response of man is that he turns his back, he takes it for granted. He has a puff and pride and arrogance. أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ. He turns away from all of these blessings, assuming the blessings will continue. There is no acceptance. There is no gratitude. There is no recognition. Rather, there is a sense of entitlement. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ. And when some calamity happens, when the slightest hint of a problem happens, كَانَ يَأُوسَ. He becomes bitter, he becomes complaining, he becomes somebody who is not satisfied with the reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this verse one of the main characteristics that we all are so familiar with, and that is we take blessings for granted, and the slightest tragedy, the slightest problem, we find it to be the biggest issue, constantly moaning, groaning, complaining about this. So the question therefore is, how do we change this attitude such that we appreciate the good and we can overcome and overlook the negative? There are multiple responses, but today's khutbah, we will illustrate one of the most important Quranic, Islamic manifestations of how to change our mindset. And that is the reality of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shukr, or to be grateful for what we have. Shukr, to understand and appreciate the blessings Allah has given us, is a mind changer. It is a paradigm shift. When we become of the shakirin, when we become of the thankful, when we start thinking of the positives, when we start looking at the good, then all of a sudden this impacts how we view the world. And in fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran that He created us to separate those amongst us who are grateful from those who are not grateful. There are only two categories of people. Either the first category, those that understand and appreciate, or the second category, those that are complacent and arrogant and reject. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. We showed him the path, now it is up to him. We showed him the hidayah, it is very clear, truth and falsehood. And now mankind will decide, إِمَّا شَاكِرْ وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Either mankind will choose the path of thankfulness, شَاكِرْ, or mankind will choose the path of ungratefulness, kafur. And by the way, the term kufr or kafir, it has two meanings in the Quran. The primary meaning that we associate is the one who rejects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in fact, the Quran has the term kufr not only for rejection of Allah, but also for a rejection of thanking Allah. Because the ultimate kafir is the one who rejects thanking Allah by worshipping Him. The ultimate kafir doesn't just reject thanking Allah. The ultimate kafir rejects ascribing blessings to Allah, i.e. ends up rejecting Allah. It is not a coincidence that the same root that describes
ungratefulness also describes disbelief in Allah. Let that sink in. When you are ungrateful, the Quran uses the term kufr. And when you reject Allah, the Quran uses the term kufr. In other words, to be very simplistic, kufr, one of the opposites is iman. And kufr, the other opposite is shukr. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you show me shukr, I will give you more. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ. The opposite of shukr is also kufr. The opposite of iman is also kufr. Because the root is the same. The concept is the same. That you reject the blessings Allah has given you. You do not appreciate the blessings Allah has given you. And therefore, O Muslim, one of the seminal characteristics of iman is that iman causes you to be of the shakirin. Iman causes you to constantly look at the positive and don't take it for granted. Iman always brings about a positive paradigm. Look at the good. Look at all the blessings. Allah says in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you attempted to count Allah's blessings, you would never be able to finish that list. You cannot even count Allah's blessing, but we take them for granted. Allah says in the Quran, وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. He has immersed you. أَسْبَغَ. You are swimming in Allah's mercy. You are surrounded by Allah's mercy. ظَاهِرًا وَبَاطِنَةً. Some of them are obvious and others are not that obvious, but you are surrounded by Allah's mercy. Allah says in the Quran, that وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My rahmah encompasses every created being. Allah's rahmah is much, much more than we can imagine. We are surrounded by Allah's rahmah. We would not be here without Allah's blessings. Every breath that we take, every sip of water, every single blessing, Allah has given it to us. And yet, we take it for granted. We don't even acknowledge it. We don't show shukr to it. So realize, O Muslim, that shukr is that one element that changes our perspective. It makes us optimistic. It makes us positive. It makes us appreciate the good of life. If we don't have shukr, then all of the good that we have becomes trivial and irrelevant, and the smallest negative becomes the biggest issue for us. It impacts our psyche. It impacts our psychology. The one who is shakir is the most pleasant person to be around, the most optimistic person to be around, the one who's always cheerful. The one who doesn't have shakir, you don't want him around you. You don't like this person in your life. This person is always looking at the negative. So how then do we inculcate shukr? Once we understand how important shukr is, once we understand Allah created us to separate the shakir from the kafur, and Allah wants to see shukr, now the question arises, how does one demonstrate shukr? How does one bring about shukr into our hearts? Multiple things can be said here. And of them, it all begins from the perception, from the niyyah, from the qalb. Everything begins from your own perception. We learn in the Quran that when Sulaiman alayhi salam saw the blessings Allah has given him, when Sulaiman looked around and he saw all of the wealth and the power and the might, the first thing that he said, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي لِيَبَلُوَنِي أَأَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ. All of this is from Allah's blessings upon me. All of this is Allah's fadl. I didn't deserve it. I didn't earn it. I was not able to acquire it myself. Allah gave it to me. هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. It is an attitude. It is a paradigm shift. Everything begins from how you look at the world. When Sulaiman alayhi salam sees all of these blessings, there's no arrogance, there's no entitlement, there's no, I earned this, I deserve this. Contrast this with Qarun. Contrast this with that multi-billionaire whom Allah mentions in the Quran being so wealthy that the keys to his treasure chest could not be lifted except with a group of men. When Qarun saw his wealth and somebody said to him, you should be thankful, Qarun said, I did this from my own. إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ مِنْ عِنْدِي. This is my skill. I was able to acquire my wealth. I know how to do business. This is my talents that got all of this. Contrast Qarun when Qarun says, I did all of this from Sulaiman, even though Sulaiman had much more than Qarun. Sulaiman had the wealth, the power of the jinn, the power of the creation, the power of the animals. Sulaiman had the wind on his back. Sulaiman had all of the armies people couldn't even imagine. Of what use is gold and silver when you have the power of nature? And still Sulaiman said, هذا من فضل ربي. This is from my Lord, and Allah gave it to me. Why? Not because I am so pious, even though he was pious. Not because I'm so holy, even though he was holy. But he realized, هذا من فضل ربي ليبلوني أأشكرُ أم أكفر. This is from Allah's blessings, so that Allah tests me. Am I grateful to Allah, or am I ungrateful to Allah? It's all about the paradigm shift. When Qarun was ungrateful, Allah took all of his wealth in a millisecond and the people saw. And when Sulaiman was grateful, Allah gave him even more power and izzah. When Sulaiman demonstrated shukr, it only increased his power and izzah. And when Qarun demonstrated ingratitude, Allah took it away in a millisecond. So learn from these lessons and understand shukr is what changes all of this. One of our scholars of the past, a great scholar and linguist, his name is Al-Fayruz Abadi. Al-Fayruz Abadi said that there are five levels of shukr, or I should say five pillars of shukr. That there are manifestations of shukr that need to be demonstrated in five different areas. And of course, this is one interpretation. Al-Ghazali has others, and other scholars have given others. But for our khutbah today, let's use Al-Fayruz Abadi's categorization in order to get an appreciation of how we have the attitude of shukr. He says, number one, the first manifestation of shukr is that the heart must be humbled to the one who has given you everything. Shukr begins with humility, not arrogance. Number one, there must be humility, not entitlement. And I just gave you the example of Sulaiman versus Qarun. Sulaiman was humble, Qarun was arrogant. So it begins, number one, with a sense of appreciation and humility. I didn't deserve this. Allah blessed me with this wealth, this health, my family, my children, all of this. Allah gave it to me. I did not earn it. It is Allah's. So you begin, number one, with humility, humbling yourself, appreciating that Allah has given it to you. Number two, once that humility comes, it should then be followed by a genuine sense of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, appreciating the generosity of Al-Kareem, because Allah Azza wa Jal is indeed Akramul Akrameen, and Allah Azza wa Jal has given you all of this without even you asking. Imagine if you were to ask, how much more will He give you? And so the second manifestation of shukr is that once you have humbled, you now love and appreciate. You now have a sense of awe. You have a sense of genuine iman, and you want to praise Allah. You want to worship Allah because Allah has given all of this to you. And of course, this notion of appreciating, this notion of recognizing that should lead to worship. This is very explicit in the Quran. The first commandment in Surah Al-Baqarah, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. O mankind, worship the one who created you and all those before you. Allah created you, so worship Him in return. Allah gave you all of this, and so have that ubudiyya to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the second manifestation is to your heart should then be full of awe, of humility, of love, of gratitude, and you want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This should lead to point number three. How is worship done? Once you have humility, point number one, that humility then leads to awe and servitude, point number two. Point number three, what is servitude? What is worship? Point number three, obey the commandments of Allah by fulfilling the rights of Allah and avoiding the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fulfill the commandments of Allah to demonstrate shukr. A part of being of the shakirin is you obey the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A part of demonstrating shukr is to live your life in accordance with the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has mandated rituals upon us. This is one of the ways to manifest shukr, that Allah has given us wealth and health and time. Every few hours, we take away a few minutes and we worship Allah facing the Qibla. We do wudu, we stand up, we demonstrate piety. Allah has given us so much wealth. Once a year, we are required to give a small percentage of that wealth for the fuqara. Allah has given us so much time. 1 month of that, we dedicate for the worship of Allah when it comes to the siyam of Ramadan, and so on and so forth. Likewise, committing sins needs to be minimized. And if and when a sin is done, shukr should cause us to repent as quickly as possible from that sin. And this leads us to point number four. Point number four is that one of the greatest manifestations of shukr is to use what Allah has given you in the worship of Allah, and to be ashamed to not use what Allah has given you to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, when Allah has given you so much, how can you use what Allah has given you to disobey Allah? There should be a sense of gratitude in demonstrating what Allah has given me, I need to give to others as well. When Allah has given me wealth, allow me to share that wealth with others. When Allah has given me health, allow me to use that health to benefit other people. When Allah has given me time, allow me to use that time for other people. Likewise, when Allah has given all of these blessings, how can I use those blessings to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There should be a sense of shame that I'm not going to use the very gifts Allah has given me to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, point number four is to use the blessings and give them to others whom Allah azza wa jal, Allah will use you to share His blessings, and to not use Allah's blessings in a way that is not befitting. And this leads to point number five, that of the ways, Imam Al-Fayruzabadi says that you demonstrate shukr, of the ways is you literally think to yourself about how Allah has blessed you, and you talk to those whom you love and trust that they will not get jealous, and you remind them, i.e. for example, remind your family of Allah's blessings on all of you, remind your loved ones of Allah's blessings so that you don't take it for granted. And Imam Al-Fayruzabadi says this is based on the verse, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّ. As for Allah's blessings, tell it to other people. And our Prophet ﷺ said that tell the blessings to those whom you love. We don't brag and boast about blessings, but there are people who love us, we love them back. And amongst those whom we can trust, we don't take these blessings for granted. And it is a part of demonstrating shukr that we remind ourselves. For example, when you're sitting with family, you literally bring up, you say, Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with a loving family. Just to say it like this is one of the ways you are thanking Allah. You're not taking it for granted, that you are demonstrating, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. The ni'mah that Allah has given you, mention it to other people. So these are five manifestations of shukr. Ibn al-Qayyim has a slightly different, you know, categorization. The concept is the same. Ibn al-Qayyim says, to show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala implies three things. And again, all of these categorizations are valid. It's just a matter of how you want to, you know, express what is shukr. Ibn Qayyim says, to show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is manifested in three manners. It is manifested first and foremost in the heart, and then in the tongue, and then in the body. It begins from the qalb, and then it moves on to the tongue, and then it is completed in. And so Ibn al-Qayyim says, the qalb, the heart, is the repository of shukr, because in the heart you acknowledge Allah's blessings upon you and you show the sense of thankfulness and appreciation and humility. The heart, and it is similar to Imam Al-Fayruzabadi when he says it begins with humility. Ibn Qayyim says it begins with the qalb, the same thing. Then when the qalb acknowledges what Allah has given you, the tongue will automatically move in praising Allah, thanking Allah, Alhamdulillah. And he mentions the story of Nuh alayhi salam, that our Prophet said, Nuh alayhi salam was so thankful to Allah that not a single sip of water could he take except that he would say Alhamdulillah for that sip, and not a single morsel of food except that his tongue would say Alhamdulillah, not for every meal, for every morsel, for every time something entered his mouth, he would say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. So so conscious of Allah. So begins with the qalb, moves on to the tongue, and then Ibn Qayyim says, it is perfected in the body when the body becomes the perfect worshipper of Allah. When the body outwardly and inwardly, it becomes pious and muttaqi and ihsan is demonstrated. This is the highest manifestation of shukr. And then he mentions the famous verse in the Quran, اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. اعملوا آل داود شكرا. O family of Dawood, demonstrate your shukr through your amal. اعملوا شكر. Ibn Qayyim says, this verse shows shukr is not just in the heart. It's not just in the tongue. It must be in the amal. اعملوا آل داود شكرا. Show your shukr through your good deeds, O family of David. Family of David means Dawood and Sulaiman. O family of Dawood, show me how thankful you are. And that showing is done by the amal. And so, O Muslims, the concept of shukr is one of the primary manifestations of iman. When you have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically it will be, as I said, a paradigm shift. You will be grateful for what Allah has given you. You will be thankful for all the blessings you have. You will become an optimistic and cheerful person. Otherwise, when you don't have shukr, you become petty, you become stingy, you become grumbling and complaining all the time. You become entitled and arrogant. And this is not the way of the believer. O Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the shakirin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the shakirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. If you are thankful, I will give you even more. But if you are ungrateful, then know that my punishment is very severe. We want Allah's blessings. We want Allah's pleasure. And we seek refuge in Allah from Allah's punishment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you with and through the Quran. And may He make us of those who His verses they understand and applies halal and haram throughout our lifespan. I ask Allah forgiveness, you as well ask Him, for He is the Ghafoor and the Rahman. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Al-Wahid, Al-Ahad, Al-Samad, Al-Ladhi Lam Yalid, Walam Yulad, Walam Yakul Lahu Kufuwan Ahad, Wa Ba'du. O Muslims, as we look at all of these blessings that Allah has given us, without a doubt, the greatest blessing that Allah has given us is the blessing of iman. The biggest blessing is the blessing of iman. Alhamdulillahilladhi hadana lihada wama kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. And of the blessings of iman is the blessing of the Quran and the blessing to be in the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is no blessing that is greater than the blessing of being a Muslim, and the blessing of being a Muslim is manifested in believing in the Quran and in believing in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And of the greatest manifestations of appreciating that blessing is to live our lives in accordance with the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, O Muslim, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us some practical advice to make sure that we show shukr, that we demonstrate shukr. Of them, the famous hadith in Ibn Majah where the Prophet sallallahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kun qani'an takun ashkaran nas, that be content with what Allah has given you, you will find yourself the most thankful of all mankind. Be content, don't be greedy, don't compare yourself to those with more than you. No, be content and you will find you are the most thankful for what you have. O Muslim, our blessings are too many, yet when we compare with those who have more than us, we trivialize our blessing. There is no blessing greater than the blessing of iman. Thank Allah for that blessing. After that, the blessing of health is the most precious blessing. Wallahi, of what use is millions or billions if you don't have good health? So when you have health, be thankful to Allah. A man came to Hassan al-Basri and he said, Ya Hassan al-Basri, I am impoverished. I have nothing. Make dua for me. Hassan al-Basri looked at him and he said, you seem healthy and young. Would you give me 1,000,000 gold coins for your eyesight? The man said, no, of course not. Okay, here, would you give me a million for the ability to walk? Of course not. How about a million for your hands? Of course not. A million for your health? Of course not. Hassan al-Basri said, I see you walking around a multimillionaire and yet you complain you don't have anything. I see you walking around a multimillionaire, you have health, and yet you are complaining you have nothing. This is why our Prophet ﷺ said, be grateful, be content with what Allah has given you. You will be the most thankful of all of mankind. Be content and don't be greedy, and automatically it will lead to a paradigm shift. Also, our Prophet ﷺ said, hadith is in Tirmidhi, two things, whoever does them will be written amongst the shakirin and the sabirin. Two things, if you do them, you're going to be a shakir and a sabir. He said, when it comes to this dunya, look at those that have less than you and you will be thankful to Allah. And when it comes to the religion, look at those higher than you and you will strive for excellence. This hadith is an important hadith about how to be of the shakirin. Don't compare yourself to the top 10%, the top 1%, the top 0.01%. Compare yourself to those who are living in places where bombs are dropping. Compare yourself to those who don't have three meals a day. Compare yourself to those who don't have what you have. And all of a sudden your heart will say, Alhamdulillah, I am so fortunate. And when it comes to the religion, don't look at the drug addict and say, oh, at least I'm not like him. No, look at the one who's praying Fajr in the masjid, say, oh, why am I not like him? Look at the one who's, even though he's working just like you, he's also memorizing Quran, he's also giving charity, and ask yourself, why can't I be like that person? Our Prophet ﷺ said, if you follow these two characteristics, when it comes to the religion, look up. When it comes to the dunya, look at those whom you have been privileged over. Do this, you will be from the shakirin and the sabirin. And the final point of advice, and again, khutbas have to always be concise, there's so much more to be said. The final point of advice I remind myself and all of you, when you want to be of the shakirin, raise your hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua to Allah to make you of the shakirin. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he said, never ever forget to make this dua after every single salah. What dua? Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika. Oh Allah, help me to remember you. Wa shukrika, and help me to be thankful for you, thankful to you. You make dua to Allah. Oh Allah, I don't want to be arrogant. I don't want to be self-entitled. I don't want to be moaning and complaining. I want to be grateful, oh Allah. Make me from the grateful. So you raise your hands after every single salah and you say, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. When you do all of these things, wallahi, oh Muslim, it won't just help your akhirah, it will help your dunya as well. You will be a better person. You will be a more pleasant person. Your family, your friends are going to see this difference. Why? Because the barakah and the blessings of iman and the sweetness of shukr, it is going to be manifested in your own personal life. And when you do so, Allah will bless you with even more. Never forget, la in shakartum la azidannakum. If you show me shukr, I will give you even more. And wallahi, I want more and you want more. I want more from Allah. The way to get more from Allah is to show shukr to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the shakirin. Allahumma inni da'in fa'aminu. Allahumma la tada'a fi hal yawmi dhanban illa ghafarta. Wala hamman illa farajta. Wala daynan illa qadayta. Wala maridan illa shafa. Wala asiran illa yassarta. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بسوء فاشغله بنفسه واجعل تدميره في تدبيره يا قوي يا عزيز. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قائل عليما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزد لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر وأقم الصلاة.
فيا ذلي ويا خلي أجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا.